Yes. Crank this up, Steven.
Uh-oh. Can I pass you the?
I got it.
Oh,
Jimmy.
You caught it.
Jimmy, here it comes.
Oh, no, Jimmy.
No, I don't know what that was, but.
Is that an asthma attack? It was good, though. I loved it.
You passed it on. I don't know what I gave you. My bad. I gave you something bad.
Ooh, Jimmy rolled them shoulders.
All right, let me give the 3 o'clock code word here. Give you a chance to win $1,000. This hour's code word is race. Who would win in a race between me, you, Jimmy, Steven, and Solana?
Hawk.
So we know Solana's coming in last because he's got a torn ACL.
Can't make it to the bathroom.
And fair. Right. And you think that you would beat me still. You've had 4 ACL surgeries. I've had none.
I would gun you.
You'd gun me?
Gun you.
And so then who comes in second?
Whew. Oh, probably Steven.
Think Steven? Definitely younger than me.
Younger than you. Jimmy's legs are short. Sorry, Jimmy. You my dude, but yeah. I say Steven.
How old are you, Steven?
I'm 27.
Yeah. Yeah, probably Steven. I think I might come in second, though. I think I might. I might be able to take Steven.
So Jimmy's automatically fourth.
Oh, Jimmy in the dust. Jimmy's in the dust.
Beating Crowder is hard. I've seen him run down these hallways.
I'm not certain Jimmy could beat Solana right now.
Jimmy, didn't you run track? You told us yesterday.
No, I never ran track.
Someone else told us that. Anyway, the code word is race, R-A-C-E. Text it to 72881. And you're entered in the contest, you might win $1,000. Text the word race to 72881. You could be $1,000 richer. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Sponsored by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Why are you giggling?
Because it was Jimmy yesterday that told us he played 12 and under baseball at 16 because he looked young.
Yeah, weren't you telling us that you were playing 12 and under baseball when you were like 17 or 18?
No. Last time when I played baseball, I was like at least 11 years old.
And you played in what, 7U? We were talking about Miguel Cabrera's son, because you showed me a video of him yesterday, and Miguel Cabrera's
son is in your son's league.
He's in my son. He's 9 years old, and he's like 5'10". Yeah. So then we started talking about all that, you know, the ages and the birth certificate stuff. And yeah, I think
Jimmy, didn't you tell us you're in a little league now? Did I get that wrong?
It's 305. Dolly.
Are you playing in little league now, Jimmy?
No,
I'm not.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I saw you in the Miami tournament, Jimmy.
No. I did play volleyball in high school, though.
There you go. You see?
Play volleyball.
Yeah. They had a boys team.
The jump and stop the ball at the net volleyball?
No, in volleyball. What's
this Crowder talking about? Is there another kind of volleyball you heard of?
Were you all dayed?
No. Definitely not all dayed.
Yeah, I don't know what Crowder's talking about there. There's only one volleyball that I know. All right, let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana.
This sports update, it's brought to you by Local 10 News on W. SFL TV 39. Finally, you have a choice in local news from 7 to 9 a.m.
WSFL refuses to pay for their sponsorship because of the way that you're messing around with their name.
With Alexis Frazier and Gio Insignatis, now at a time that fits your life on W. SFL TV 39.
I hope they refuse to pay. I'm not even kidding.
It'll be your fault.
Hope that comes right out of Solana's check.
I was saying the name correctly, and you know, you chose to butt in, so now you live with the repercussions.
This is a good tax. Hawk, be sure to involve some sort of jump in that race if you really want to beat Crowder. That's true. You might beat me in a straight-up race, but if I put one little jump over water in there, I am flying away with that boy. Solana's lapping you on a race that's got a water jump in it.
I made it 17 feet. I needed to get 20. What are you talking about? All right. Jimmy plays volleyball. We're good to go.
What else you got, Solana?
More NBA news has, believe it or not, there's more NBA news today. So prior to 3 p.m., here's what we know in the NBA. Kawhi Leonard, he's out indefinitely with a knee injury, and the Clippers fear he has suffered an ACL injury.
Yeah, bad news for the Clippers. Bad news for Kawhi.
Yeah. That's over for him now.
Yep.
Like, Paul was playing well, but he's not doing it without Kawhi. Yep.
Chris Paul, he's out indefinitely as well, as he has entered the NBA's health and safety protocols.
All right.
But no, Hawk, you said earlier he's been vaccinated.
Right.
Well, we're thinking this is going to be weeks.
Correct. So Jalen Rose said, did you see that, Solana, that Jalen Rose said he had been vaccinated?
Well, because a lot of people just jumped to the conclusion that, wow, Chris Paul has entered health and safety protocols.
Right, like how dumb of him to be in the playoffs and playing so well and not bother to get vaccinated.
Right, and Jalen Rose on his show said that he – I don't think he said with absolute certainty, but I think he said – like he believes Chris Paul has been vaccinated.
Let's see what I can find here because I had seen the same thing. Jalen Rose – says Chris Paul is vaccinated, so this really may be a matter of CP3 having the worst playoff luck in NBA history. so he's saying on Get Up, I have to watch the sound, but he's saying on Get Up, Jalen Rose, that he has indeed been vaccinated.
So that could potentially speed up the return, correct? That's what I'm taking from.
I would think. Because what a terrible turn of events for him. I mean, that dude is playing out of his mind.
And I've been begging you to play the Suns to win the championship
and
plus
now,
350.
And so now you can get it at plus 450, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I mean? So you're kind of rolling the dice that he'll be back. And
it's funny with Ayton and Booker and all these players.
Still good players.
But if CP3 is not there, I don't feel the same way about this team.
No.
Nowhere close.
It really is the worst luck maybe in NBA history, what Chris Paul has endured. Like, even that team that could have beat the Warriors in Houston, and then he pulls his hamstring and they blow that 3-2 lead. He also played on a bunch of really good Clippers teams too. Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan. He is just and he got hurt every single year. He just has the worst luck in the playoffs.
So ESPN's Jalen Rose reports Paul has been vaccinated, and John Gambadoro of 98.7 FM in Phoenix reports Paul was vaccinated in February. And it says the Suns announced that Chris Paul's status will be updated on Saturday. The earliest the Western Conference Finals will start is Sunday. So they could update his status on Saturday and have him cleared. Or the Western Conference Finals may not start Sunday, depending on the outcome of the other series.
Yeah.
So the longer that goes, it gives him more time to get out of the protocol.
Yeah.
So maybe now is the time to bet Phoenix because it's up to plus 450.
Say, put something on it, man, because I believe they can win
on that.
This thing.
I'm kind of in on that.
And you guys feel good about Phoenix over Utah? Because I think we're all counting the Clippers out, right, if Kawhi doesn't play?
I mean, if the Clippers can win it without Kawhi, then we might as well end this show because no one knows anything. I mean, I think it would be Utah or Phoenix, and I like Phoenix. I do like Phoenix.
Yes. Yes, and then whoever comes out the East, I like Phoenix over them.
Yeah.
I think Phoenix, we talked about it, and who was yesterday? Geltzy. Push back a little bit on me, but I think Phoenix is the best team still playing football. I mean, still playing basketball.
Like
right
Jay
now.
Crowder. I mean,
Jay Crowder.
That Phoenix team is good.
That backcourt, Booker and CP3.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, they're dropping 20 a game easy each.
Yeah, I still like the Nets if they're healthy, but that Suns team is fun. They really are fun. More from the NBA. Stan Van Gundy, he's no longer the Pelicans head coach. He's out after a year, and Scott Brooks, he's out in Washington as the Wizards head coach. So Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook, they'll have a new man in charge next season. And then more NBA news that broke from the time I gave the 2 p.m. headlines till now, Mavericks general manager Donnie Nelson and the franchise and the Mavericks have decided to part ways. A lot going on within the Mavericks brass.
Very interesting. After the Luka story breaks, Don Nelson, you got to go.
Right.
Luka, who do you want here?
Assets and liabilities.
Assets and liabilities.
Got to weigh them.
And LaMelo Ball, he has been named Rookie of the Year per Woj of ESPN.
Well justified. That young man balled out.
Jimmy Butler, he made the third team All-NBA list. It was announced yesterday. He also has opted out of participating in the Tokyo Olympics with Team USA this summer. I'm sure Heat fans will be happy about that. Give Jimmy a nice long summer to rest.
All right.
Game 4 last night. Nets beat the Bucks 114-108. KD, 49-17-10. Played all 48 minutes last night.
LeBron James has tweeted out the prayer emoji, prayer to the claw.
I didn't even like
LeBron him. Also put out a series of tweets speaking on all the injuries in the NBA. I'll send it to you right now, Hawk. But
I'll just click on this thing.
Send it to me. I don't want to see
They all didn't want to listen to me about the start of the season. I knew exactly what would happen. I only wanted to protect the well-being of our players, which ultimately is the product and benefit of our game. These injuries aren't just part of the game. It's the lack of pure rim rest, right? Pure rim rest? What is that?
Random eye movement rest.
Well, that's REM.
Yeah, REM.
RIM. R-I-M.
Oh, never mind.
Rim rest.
Maybe he meant rim rust?
I don't know. Rest before starting back up. 8, possibly 9 All-Stars have missed playoff games, most in league history. This is the best time of the year for our league and fans, but missing a ton of our favorite players. It's insane. If there's one person that knows about the body and how it works all year round, it's me. This is like a Donald Trump tweet. This is, what is that?
I told you I don't want to hear. You just started reading. I want to hear this man talk.
I speak for the health of all of our players, and I hate to see this many injuries this time of year. Sorry, fans. Wish you guys were seeing all your favorite guys right now. You know what this really is? I'm not in the playoffs, but you see right now, all these playoffs are whack.
And if AD was there, we'd still be in it. AD was hurt because they pressed the season.
No one knows.
Get out of here, Goofy. Go enjoy your money and your family and your wife and your kids,
if
Goofy.
There's one person that knows about the body and how it works all year round, it's me. All caps on me. All right.
Goofy.
Kind of right, though. I typically side with Crowder on this, but like nothing he said there is wrong. I mean, look at what's happening with the NBA playoffs.
Bro,
the season,
COVID was a reality that we all had to deal with. They're trying to run a business. I know people don't want to hear that. Mm-hmm. They're trying to run a business. They've got to get the calendar back on a regular calendar in order for all the players to make the money that's owed to them, the teams to make the money that's owed to them, the television networks to make and pay the money that they're owed or that they need to pay. Like, it's got to get back on track at some point. So, sorry that it's not exactly the way that LeBron wanted it, but sometimes you have to, you know, take one for the team for the greater good. And I would argue that the players on Phoenix and Utah and Brooklyn, I know they're dealing with injuries, but the teams that are still in it and have a chance to win the championship, I don't think they agree with a word that he says because he's kind of diminishing the postseason right now.
Goofy.
Tonight in the NBA.
Shut your dog up.
I know. Oh, my God. Oh.
You got a cage? You got a cage for him yet?
I do. I think I'm gonna throw his ass in the cage right now.
Put him in Game the cage, five. Man. Dogs love to
put
be
him
in the cage.
Bathroom.
Sixers Hawks tonight, 7:30 p.m. Sixers 7-point favorites at home tonight in Game 5, and following that, 10 p.m. Jazz Clippers. The Jazz big favorites at home tonight with Kawhi out. 7.5-point line is the last I saw. No Mike Conley for the Jazz tonight, though he's out with a hamstring injury.
All right. Anything else?
Los Madelines still tied 0-0 right now. They're showing highlights of Sandy Alcantara. He went 7 innings, gave up no runs. Another nice outing for
just
Sandy.
No run support. Bummer.
Yeah. And finally, guys, Hershey's. They have a new fruity cereal Kit Kat. The bars, the Kit Kat bars, are covered in a fruity cereal flavored cream. It's like a light pink rainbow colored specks of Kit Kat bars. Are you interested?
Well, it's not of Kit Kat bars. It's Fruit Loops. They didn't get the rights to Fruit Loops, so they're calling it Fruity Cereal Kit Kats. So it's a Fruit Loop.
Really?
Yeah, it's
so
a Fruit Loop flavored.
So no
Kit Kat.
Chocolate and just Fruit Loop.
Fruit like
on
yeah,
the
like a white wafer. Like a white chocolate Fruit Loop flavored coating.
I'm into this one.
Sounds
yeah,
good, right?
That sounds delicious.
Yeah. When I was in Japan, they have, you know, 87 flavors of Kit Kat in every store. Japan's known for the wild Kit Kat flavors. And I mean wild
like
Kit Kat
spicy?
Flavors.
Spicy?
Everything you can think of.
So the wafer with spicy outside?
Everything you can think of.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll show it to you here in a second.
Your weather Kats. From the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. Mostly cloudy, 84 degrees. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. Just about a 60% chance of no rain.
All right. Very good. Man, I have so much stuff that I want to get to today, but I also want to keep talking about the NBA. I'm so torn here. All right, let me talk about Deal Volkswagen here. Riddle me this. What's smaller than a Tiguan and starts with a T? You know, Solana, you're going to have to stop clicking your microphone off when you're done talking. It's just this annoying click, 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 click. Like, I mean, what? You can't just be quiet while I'm talking about Deal? There he goes, clicking
back
on. Now he's got to click it back on. I mean,
you asked me a question.
I mean, you have to just click it off the moment that you're done, like we're on walkie-talkies.
Over.
That is your weather. Over.
Come on, man.
I'm Alejandro Solana. That is your weather. Over. And there he goes again. It's unbelievable.
Again.
Oh, my God. No sense for radio. All right, quick break, and then more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
My brother came all the way from Scottsdale, Arizona to be here tonight. And you're not going to sing for him?
Hawk and Crowder.
So now that we drive down to the radio station every day, and man, all you have to do is look at my Instagram to find out what a frustrating endeavor this is for me.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I am on 95 today. No joke. I'm on 95. Stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Stopped. Pouring rain. Stopped. 0 miles per hour for minutes on end. Just on 95. Trying to get my way here. And the only reason that luckily I had left early today. I left early because I wanted to have lunch here. Because I wanted to get this salmon edamame pokey thing that I've been getting.
Back.
Oh, this place. It's the third time I've had it. It is so good. We're in the Citadel building in El Portal, and they've got the food hall downstairs, and it's called Pokey-san downstairs. And it's expensive, mm-hmm. but man, is it good. Fresh salmon, you know, raw, and edamame. And it's in a bowl with some white rice and some red onions and, you know, a little ponzu sauce. Yeah, a little poke bowl, but with salmon, not tuna. You can get it with tuna or shrimp, whatever you want. So good.
I tell you, you're talking about that traffic? Whoever created the Golden Glades, please don't let me know because you're on the on-site list.
Yeah.
Whoever thought it was a good idea to take a turnpike from 8 lanes to 2 lanes to 1 lane.
And make it a decision, too. It's not like here's a spot where we need people to make a decision.
Yes. I'm telling you, Mr. Golden Glade, never come up to me at an event because me and you are fighting on site.
So now, you know, I'm driving down here every day from Boca. It's Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram if you want to see my traffic pain today. I think yesterday's is already gone because it's only up for 24 hours. But it's the same thing as yesterday. It's just pouring rain and no movement on 95. Radio Mark Hockman, if you're out of state and you want to experience 95 traffic during rainy season in Miami. So because we drive now, and I'm spending 3 hours in my car coming and going, I've been listening to Howard Stern again. I haven't listened to Howard Stern in over a year just because I wasn't in my car, and, if it's on, it's on. They talk constantly about Funky Buddha.
Really?
Because there's a guy on the show, his name is Ronnie Mund. He used to be Ronnie the limo driver. He is, he's like a 70-year-old guy. He's moving to Vegas. He's actually retiring from the show. He's moving from New York. He's moving to Vegas. But he's a big NASCAR guy, and he's a big beer drinker. And so Ryan and KC just started sending him Funky Buddha. And he goes on his Instagram and his Twitter, Ronnie does, and he's like, oh, I got this new Funky Buddha, And so they make constant fun of him on the Stern show because Stern doesn't believe, first of all, that his employees should be taking free merchandise from anybody because he tries to remind them all the time, they're not giving you free beer because they like you. They're giving you free beer because you're associated with me, and then you're going to talk about it on your Instagram and Ronnie's always like, I don't even know how they got my address. It's like, you don't know how they got your address, So they're razzing him all the time. But in the meantime, I'm texting Ryan and KC. I'm like, they talk about Funky Buddha on the Stern show more than we talk about Funky Buddha on our show. But props to Ryan and KC.
Yes.
I mean, that is, you can't get any bigger than that on the radio. Now, granted, Howard and Fred and Robin, I mean, they were killing Ronnie today for his latest Funky Buddha post because, they're like, he's like, I like their beer. I like their beer. They're like, you like the beer because they keep sending you free beer. No, I like their beer. So I'm texting with Ryan. Ryan's like, Ryan's one of the founders of Funky Buddha. He's like, I heard they were killing us today. I'm like, killing you. Killing you, but nonstop talk about Funky Buddha. But
people are going to look up what Funky Buddha is.
They are going to look it up, absolutely. And when we talk about Funky Buddha, we do it with love and respect. But regardless, when they're talking about you, it's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Better than not talking about you.
Does Ryan and KC really like us?
It's a good question. That's a good question. Are they just using us the way that they're using Ronnie the Mund?
I'm gonna text them.
First, you open the beer can. Anybody that listens to Stern knows where I'm going with that. First, you open the beer can. Ronnie does these. When I say disgusting sex tips with his gross 70-year-old voice, disgusting. But yes, I'm riffing on that a little bit. First, you open the beer. Ronnie Mund. All right, so nice job, Funky Buddha. They got some love going on there. That's pretty cool. What was I gonna say? Oh, so I wanted to do a trip into the archive in the next segment. Okay, in the next segment. There's two things that are worthy of playing today, and I'm out of town Thursday, Friday, Monday, and Tuesday, so I wanted to get a couple little fun things out before I leave. So we've been talking about minicamp, and the reason that I'm going out of town my son's going to be a counselor at sleepaway camp,
yep.
And so we're dropping him off in Pennsylvania. And so that got me thinking of Solana's summer camp story.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
And then yesterday, I don't know if you saw it, but President Biden has nominated Sully Sullenberger.
I saw it.
A representative on the Council of International Civil Aviation Organization, which technically is an ambassador position. And so if confirmed, he has to be confirmed by the Senate, if confirmed, Sully will be Ambassador Sullenberger.
That's
and
crazy.
That got me thinking about Solana's Mount Rushmore of heroes, of course.
Oh, my goodness.
So I don't know. Which one do you want to do next, Solana? Which one is because I don't know if I can fit them both in today. So which one is more fun?
Neither. No, the Mount Rushmore of heroes, I mean, I'm going to choose that one because it doesn't come, it doesn't come at the expense of me, but
that's true. Yeah. You're actually, you're the
camp,
star
the
of
camp
that
story, the camp story is probably the funnier bit. There's no doubt.
All right, so
it.
We'll start with that. If I can get to the Sully one later on, we'll do that. So in the next segment, we'll go into the archives, and it is Solana
ridiculous.
Telling you his summer camp story. The spoiler alert is it didn't go well for him.
That's ridiculous.
That's the spoiler alert. All right, so we'll do that in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
What are you going to do? We're going to go to war. Hang up your phone.
Hawk and Crowder.
That was the problem with Solana at sleepaway camp. He couldn't use his cell phone.
They couldn't call him on his cell phone.
Couldn't use his iPod, anything. So we're going to go into the archives here. This really is a great story. I've been telling Solana, I've been telling my son, like, hey, you get there, you don't like it, just call me. I mean, you don't have you don't have to fake anything. No, you don't like it. What do I care? He's got no ties to this camp.
No,
it's a job.
But you play out what you sign up for.
Nah, whatever. Have a good time in life. You don't have a good time, don't do what you're doing. I really am a firm believer in that. Like, you're not having a good time in life. Do something that'll make a good time.
My son did not like basketball. Mm-hmm. He played basketball one season. He just didn't enjoy it. He said, hey, I don't like basketball, Daddy. I love baseball. I love football. I don't like basketball. I said, I understand, but you started this season. You're going to finish this season.
I'm with that 100%. But there's a difference between going to a basketball game and a practice 1 hour a week and living in some hot cabin in Pennsylvania for 9 weeks with nothing but powdered eggs. Like, you know, it sounds great in the brochure and all.
He signed up for it. Make him finish it.
Anywho, my son is following in Solana's footsteps. Now, here's a couple of the differences. Solana was a camper, right? Well, we're going to hear this in the story, right, Solana? Yeah, we're going to hear this in the story.
Right.
So he's a camper, but my kid's going to be a counselor, and so they've got a lot more privileges than the campers do. So it may not be the same exact experience because there's a counselor's lounge where you can use your phone and your devices,
cool.
And you can order in Uber Eats if you want. And
oh,
so it's not exactly – I mean, you're an employee. You're not a camper. But with all the talk about mini camp with the Dolphins yesterday and today and me leaving for Pennsylvania tomorrow for sleepaway camp – I could not help but be thinking about Solana's great story. This was at the end of a show one day. I don't even know how we stumbled into this, but Solana started telling us a story about his experience at sleepaway camp, and this is how it played out. Neither of you guys have ever lived in cold weather, have you?
Well,
Atlanta gets chilly.
Yeah, it gets cold a lot. You know, and it's not real cold, so we have the ice storms where you can't drive and people just run into each other all day. So yeah, even Atlanta turned me off from cold.
But not like cold, like where I grew up in Chicago or New York City or Philadelphia. Like that, like, and Solana, have you ever experienced an elongated period of time in the cold?
Yeah, I mean, I did a sleepaway summer camp in the Poconos, and it was just freezing.
It was the summer.
Right, but you go to sleep, right, and it's hot, and then you wake up at 4 a.m. It's like 35 degrees. It's freezing.
Sleepaway camp,
a sleepaway summer camp in the Poconos.
Yeah, I actually only lasted 6 days at the sleepaway camp, and then I left.
What happened?
I hated it. It was awful.
Solana, don't tell me you called mommy and daddy.
Exactly
halfway
what
through.
Happened.
Wait a second. Oh. They spent thousands of dollars to send you to the Poconos, obviously to learn how to perform on the Borscht Belt, but you go to the Poconos, and they. And so you're there 6 days. Was it like a sports camp? What? How old were you?
So this was a bar mitzvah gift. I had just turned 13. It was a month after my bar mitzvah. And it was presented to me and to my family and at my Hebrew school as a sports camp. So obviously I was all in.
Right.
I get there. And when I tell you sports was one of the last things we did all day, I mean, it was like wake up, go to prayer. And then, you know, like it was
like a Jewish sleepaway camp?
It was a Jewish sleepaway camp, but they framed it. They
get framed out of there, man.
As a sports camp. We were playing like frisbee. Like Valero would have loved it, but it was terrible. It was just terrible. I had to get out.
Oh my God. Prayers at summer camp?
Yeah.
I'd be praying to get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
And the worst part was that they would let us go into, they had a huge river and a pool. And before you had to, you were allowed to use the river, the pool, and just go swimming, right? Unattended, you had to do like a swimming test. I'm from Miami. I spent my whole life at the beach on a boat. They told me my swimming skills weren't good enough to be left unattended. So the first 4 days of swimming, I had to go to swimming classes.
What's worse than the unathletic Jew at the Jew sports camp? Like, you are bottom of the barrel, son.
And I've seen some pictures, Solana. Weren't you a heavy little kid?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they weren't feeding you enough matzo, were they? That's funny, man. Oh my god, that sounds, yeah. I was never into summer camp, sleepaway camp. Like, I always like going to like sports camp, the day camp, but a lot of Jewish kids do go to sleepaway camp in the Poconos and up in the New York area. But yeah, I didn't leave home till I came to University of Miami, and then I realized, ooh, I needed to get out of there. I'm not even going back. Like, I was like, but 13, yeah, I don't think I would have liked it either. So what happened? You call your parents, you call Deborah, and what do you say?
Well, no, there was no outside communication. They took away our phones, and this was in 2006, so I had a phone, but only for emergency purposes. I had to write my parents letters. That's how I was communicating.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, this ended up
you
being.
You couldn't go to the office and say, this is an emergency. I have to call my family. Well, I can't stay here.
I think what I wrote to my parents in one of the letters was a little drastic. So they called me into the office.
As you say drastic, I need a little elaboration
on
that.
Did you claim that you were going to hurt yourself?
I don't remember exactly, but.
Mom, I was standing on a cliff and I was thinking different thoughts. I just, yeah, come, I mean, get me.
Not,
I
mean, it's so unlike you to be overly dramatic and not thinking about the repercussions that may happen.
The head rabbi wanted me out of there more than I wanted to get out of there.
Hey, get the little chubby kid in the back out of here. He's messing up
everything. Hey, we think that dude snuck bacon in.
Did you have bacon jerky?
Oh my god, I've got to hear this story from your parents one day. This is that is amazing. So 6 days, huh?
Yep, 6 days.
So, like, is that that has to be just a walk of shame when you're packing up your duffel bag?
The worst part is I have family, I've told you guys, in Rochester, New York. It's about a 6-hour drive, I think, to the Poconos. I had my Aunt Mary from Rochester, New York drive to the Poconos to pick me up.
To save you.
Yeah.
I gotta go, Auntie.
Oh my god. That is unbelievably funny.
You're always an amazing person, huh, Solana?
Always, man. This dude. It's always been Solana's world, and we're just living in it. A great text. This segment is gold. Solana strikes again. OMG, LOL. Shecky Green. That's funny, man. Oh, goodness. I don't even remember what I was going to do this segment. How the hell did we just find that out now for the first time?
You threw up because it was so cold outside.
Oh, that's right. 6 days at sleepaway camp. So that was your only sleepaway camp experience?
Yep.
Hang on, you think they'll waste their money a second time? Hell no.
Who gave you that gift? A family member?
Yeah, I think it was like my entire, my close relatives pitched in my big bar mitzvah gift. Oh, I was so excited. You know, I dressed up all nice going, you get there, I'm sleeping in the woods. None of these kids are from South Florida. They all live in Ohio. And
right.
they're used to going to sleep at, you know, 7, 8 p.m., waking up at 5, 6 in the morning. To really appreciate the sun and the day. And I was going to bed 4 or 5 a.m. playing video games. Like, I was eating cheeseburgers all night. Like, and I get there, and these kids are, like, building fires. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, where's the cleaning lady?
I snuck in my iPod. They stole it the second day. They came in with metal detectors. I mean, this was like,
this was not
what I was expecting.
What an awful time. Yeah, you were expecting glamping, and you got camping.
Right.
You were the worst camper ever. They were they had to metal detect you? Come on, man.
That is great. That is such a tremendous story. Somebody texts in, it keeps getting better. This segment is great the second time, too. There you go. A little trip into the archive since we were talking about camp. I absolutely wanted to hear that. That is gold. Absolute gold. We have another trip into the archives in the 4 o'clock hour. If we can get to it, because Clay Ferrero is going to join us, talk about Dolphins mini camp today. I know the term camp, even if it's involved in the word mini camp, sends the shivers down Solana's spine. So we'll get into some more fun in the 4 o'clock hour.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
If you inhale a pee.
Hawk and Crowder.